Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Hello, this is Stephen O'Doherty. As the world changes quickly around us, is Western society reacting too much out of fear, creating tribal responses rather than developing resilience? Evert-Jan O'Neill is World Vision's Senior Advisor on Faith and Development. From his perspective, the West needs to take a prophetic stand amidst what he calls a perfect storm.
The storm is a typically Western storm, because what is going on right now is the world is reorganizing itself on an unprecedented scale. We face all kind of planetary issues that need to be solved, but we also see new powers rising. And in the midst of that, we in the West are actually losing control. You know, we got used to being in control of the world economy. We used our military and economic power to, you know, get away with the best deals and lucrative businesses. Mm-hmm. And we don't have that privileged position anymore in the world economy. There are new powers, new economies, and they are gaining a bigger and bigger piece of the global welfare cake. And it means less wealth for us, and less wealth and less power means less security. You know, we got used to having a job security and a security around pension and care, and that's decreasing, and it makes us nervous.
Well, we've certainly seen reorganization of especially traditional industries in Australia. Victoria, where you are, they've just lost a major power station, for example, which had to be decommissioned because it wasn't up to the latest standards. Right. And we've seen disruption in other industries, but I don't think even yet in Australia we've seen the scale of things as they have in the United States. And I wonder whether you see this perfect storm in the election of Donald Trump as one response.
So what you see is the world is getting more complicated, and to a certain extent that, you know, it's very difficult to overview things these days because everything is connected. It's not like you can bring the whole problem down to one or two factors and then you fix it. So the world is very complicated. Everything is connected. And how refreshing it is if some politicians just pretend the world is still easy to understand and easy to fix. And I would say, you know, these popular ways of selling policies and you know, the way you want to run a government, it's almost too good not to be true. You know, some would wish it was true. So I think rather than everyone believing what a person like Trump would say, some would hope he is right and that still the world can be made clear and be fixed again.
Now, the premise of your lecture during the week was that we need to take a prophetic stand in the midst of all of that, accept that the West doesn't control the world politically or economically, that some risks won't go away, and then you've suggested Western societies need to invest in resilience.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Resilience means that we have somehow the spiritual strength or the mental strength to not let our biological responses take over when we feel insecure. You know, in the midst of a storm, there's always this question, will I react in the storm in a biological way, in a physical way? Yeah. Because my body will always tell me what to do when I'm fearful.
And that response is generally fight or flight.
Something like that. Mm. So you know, your body knows what to do, but do you want to be more than your body? Do you want to be more than your biological self-defense mechanism? Do you want to be more than a surviving animal? Do you want to still be human and have hope and have compassion? And resilience would be the strength to have hope, to have a perspective, even though we have a whole lot of reasons to be concerned and feel insecure. Where's that strength to cope, to stand up, to not panic, to not give up, but look for lasting solutions and creative solutions and stay calm?
I've seen, even in my lifetime, with successive waves of migration in Australia, people one after the other saying, at first, you know, we're going to be swamped by Asians. A famous politician has made a career out of that in this country. More recently, the same politician has said we're going to be swamped by Muslims.
Yeah.
And it's this fear that things are changing out of our control. Yeah. It's very powerful, though.
It's very powerful. And we have reasons to believe that we don't control everything. And, you know, one of the issues that we face right now is that a lot of what determines our well-being and our security cannot be controlled on a national level anymore. Our wealth is determined to an important extent by world economy. That's too big to control. Mm. So somehow we will have to face with higher levels of uncertainty. Now, that doesn't mean I'm a pessimist. It doesn't mean that things will go down the drain. It simply means we will have to mentally cope with higher levels of uncertainty. And that also means that there may be migration streams that will change the composition of a nation. And you know, you can panic over that, or you can immediately see kind of doom statistics with a particular ethnicity, you know, taking over. But I would say those are more biological fear responses. You know, just make sure that you stay human among humans. Make sure that you stay connected with the rest of society. Don't tribalize. Don't dig in. Don't go back into your own small familiar group. Make sure that we are all connected and that we're not led by fear, but by getting to know each other. That would be a whole lot more fruitful for the future than getting into those, biological tribalization.
Yes, the fight and flight responses. Our guest on Open House, Evert-Jan O'Neill, he's with World Vision. He's one of their international advisors on engagement and faith development. You're coming at this from a particular theological perspective. Does that make it, and your theological perspective is that God is in control, that the human, that humankind needs to look to him for the answers, that eventually there'll be a new heaven and a new earth for those who believe in Christ. Now, does that help provide you with a positivity amongst what other people would see as negativity?
Yeah. That helps me. I'm a Christian. That helps me. What I hope is that everyone who has a faith in the future, everyone who has the faith that the good things in life will persevere, that justice and peace will in the end persevere, I hope that we can ally with whoever has that same faith in the future. I don't think it helps if we as Christians would only create our own small group of people believing in the Messiah and the restoration of all things. I think it's important that also as Christians, we don't define ourselves sociologically, but that also we are human among humans, and we want to make that connection with whoever has the resilience and strength to be hopeful and compassionate. And yes, I can fill it in my own Christian way, but I hope the alliance of the willing and the resilient people will be much larger.
Well, in your context as someone who works with World Vision globally, of course, you're seeing the tremendous need outside of the West. And there's that mismatch between a West that sometimes looks within when faced with these external challenges of globalization, mm-hmm. and then almost blinds its eyes to the real level of need. In fact, it gets worse and worse. The more you look inwards, the less you're looking outwards.
Yeah. But this is a very weird combination right now. If you look at the planetary issues, you know, let me just remind you just to know where it is, what it's about. If you look at climate change, cyber threats, terrorism, trafficking, slavery, pandemics, nuclear threats, these kind of issues, those are planetary issues calling for planetary solutions. It means the planet is shouting or crying out for nations working together to get the planet in order. That's what the planet wants. And the weird thing is the overall trend in the West is to do the opposite, to close the curtain and to pretend the rest of the world doesn't count. It's a very weird combination. The planet wanting us to work together and Western nations becoming nationalistic and protectionistic. You know, the problem with fear and discontent is it makes you self-centered. It makes you focus on preserving your interests. And that's what you see as a dominant feature right now in the Western nations. And we need the other one, where you go out and you see the needs of others. And it sounds very idealistic, but I don't think we can do with less right now.
Well, you are indeed a prophet of hope.
we have to be hopeful. You know, what else gets you out of bed? What else makes you do stuff and invest in this world? Fear will not help you. And the same with politicians. Politicians who build their career on fear will not guide us, because fear will not bring solutions. They will only provoke that tribes start taking care of themselves at the cost of other tribes, leading to conflicts. So what you want is overcome the difference and look for wider solutions.
Well, Evert-Jan O'Neill, thank you so much for being with us this evening.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.